welcome to the Shinyun Review, where you get to hear for yourself how Shinyun has touched the hearts of audiences around the world. Based in New York, Shinyun Performing Arts is a triumph of collaboration, bringing together over 100 of the world's foremost classically trained Chinese dancers, choreographers, musicians, and vocalists. This week's review is from Seattle. Marion Oliver McCaw Hall at Seattle Center is the region's premier performance venue and includes the state-of-the-art 2,900-seat Susan Brotman Auditorium. McCaw Hall opened in June 2003 as a renovation of the Seattle Opera House. The hall has two world-class resident performing arts tenants, Pacific Northwest Ballet and Seattle Opera. McCaw Hall is a striking building with elegant lobbies fronted by a luminous five-story serpentine glass wall and has an almost 18,000 square foot public plaza. The hall's design emphasizes elegance, balanced with flexibility and functionality. Its open, airy lobbies strive to minimize the separation between exterior and interior, inviting the community to view and join the anticipation of audiences prior to a performance. As well, the hall incorporates a number of environmentally sustainable design features which minimize its use of resources, waste generation, and carbon footprint. First this week, we hear from Mark Siegel, who owns a design and engineering firm, and his fiancée, Teresa Lafleur, a therapist. Mark, who likes to take in the arts as much as possible, said Shinyun was different from what he'd seen before. He also found Shinyun informative in a way he hadn't imagined.
What's your feeling about the show tonight?
It was fantastic. It was something very different that you don't see, and people take other cultures for granted. And it was just it was nice. It was entertaining. Informative as well. They're the stories of truth. They're the stories that are told in all cultures. To believe in the inner good, the inner spirit. I guess you could say the constant battle between good and evil. Who's good? There are some times that things that move me. I'm a technical person, so I was watching the technical portion of the show a lot. It was nice the way they portrayed it. It brought you down and it lifted you up.
Teresa said Shinyun was stunning.
Oh, I loved it. It was beautiful. Artistic, just stunning. So, yeah, we enjoyed it. Yes, I would absolutely recommend it. I think it's cultural and beautiful.
Commercial real estate broker Eric Olson said Shinyun was phenomenal. So taken was he by the performance, he not only wanted to bring more people to see it next year, he wanted to help promote Shinyun himself. Eric really admired the time and effort that goes into making Shinyun a truly one-of-a-kind performance.
It was very good. I thought it was a phenomenal presentation. It was not what I had expected, and as I told Allison, I will bring a lot more people next year. In fact, I will help her promote it next year. I think it's that good. And I think the story, which is a true story, is worth promoting. I really feel, I have empathy for the Chinese people right now, because my feeling is that they feel like they're losing their culture. They're losing their history, and they are fighting and struggling to get it back.
The SOH Network is a proud supporter of Shinyun Performing Arts. Join us again next time for more audience reviews of their all-new 2012 World Tour. For more information, please visit shinyunperformingarts.com. That's www.shenyunperformingarts.com.